Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. An independent film titled Moon Lake is set to open a casting call in the area for several small speaking parts as well as a need for extras. The locally produced action thriller is expected to begin filming later this year. Tommy Dorch is president of TRX Productions and joins me for more about the project. Tommy, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Bob.
The name of the film certainly draws some local attention. What can you tell us about Moon Lake?
Well, it's an action thriller. It's set against the backdrop of Moon Lake. It's about an ex-Army Ranger named Banny O'Banion. He lives there in his houseboat. And Banny's a semi-recluse. He has just a few friends and a part-time girlfriend, Carrie Palmer. And they're kind of star-crossed. Carrie can't bring herself to make a decision between Banny and her estranged husband. So there's a little drama there. Banny's just trying really hard to find a normal life and trying to put his past behind him, things he did when they would go on their jobs. And it's not really hard to guess, pretty soon a figure from his past appears, form of a rogue spec op named Conrad Kurtz. And shortly thereafter, a lot of carnage and havoc and adventure ensues.
What brought you to that idea for a storyline?
I've spent a lot of time in the summer out around Moon Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out there with a friend of mine who knew that I did films, indie films. And he really wanted to do something that involved the area. And what he wanted to do was something sort of like Porky's or Roadhouse or something like that. And I really wanted to use it as a backdrop and not necessarily a text for the story. And I've always been a big fan of Magnum, P.I. And I thought, well, you know, you could do a Southern version of this. And I've been a big fan of literature, and Heart of Darkness has always fascinated me.
Mm-hmm.
And the characters in there. So I just sort of melded the two ideas, and the story just grew out of it.
Well, now assembling all the elements for shooting and production leading to a casting call coming up later this week. What's going to be taking place, and what are you going to be looking for?
We're looking for a variety of people. We have three featured roles for males that we're going to cast. We have one featured role for a female that we're going to cast. Lots of room for extras. We're looking for dancers. We're looking for local talent in the form of bands that have mastered CDs that we might use for soundtrack, maybe even feature one of them in like a cameo during the film. It's going to be a lot of opportunities for people that are talented in the area to get involved in a local film.
Tommy, is there anything required for those wanting to audition?
Not really. Having a resume and a headshot is a big plus, but there on site, we're going to hand out questionnaires, and we're going to take a file shot, and we're going to catalog those. And this is a casting call, and what we'll do is go through these files and pick out people that we want to give a call back to. And when we do the call back, we'll do the auditions.
Just to kind of take a step back, you've made another film, The Watermark. Share about that experience.
The Watermark was the first indie film that I shot myself. It was an inspired story that just sort of spun itself again. And I'd gotten in with a production company, and we were going to try to shoot it. Things didn't work out with the production company. So naively, I thought, well, I'll just shoot this myself. I went out and bought a camera, and then I bought sound equipment, then I bought lights. And pretty soon I realized how much I didn't know about shooting a movie. The whole process ended up taking about 3.5 years to shoot. We did it on weekends. We used local talent. We shot around the resources that we had. And we ended up with a pretty good product. It did go to some film festivals. We did win honorable mention at the L.A. Film Awards for 2012. And I think I got a lot of experience and a lot of technical knowledge and a whole lot of humility out of the whole project.
Definitely invested a lot of time and effort in North Louisiana and also in bringing that talent to the projects that you involve yourself with. What have you found in local talent through these projects, and what really stands out about people and, you know, some of the talent that is found right here?
A lot of variety. You would be very surprised. You'll be standing beside somebody in a grocery store, and you have no idea what some of these people are capable of. I've seen people that were just wonderful with cameras, people that are just great actors, local people that can sing unbelievably. Just all types of talent. There's a lot of people that are involved in performing arts that you don't even realize. A lot of these people have time on big sets with the big movie boom over in Shreveport. It's amazing how many people you know that have been on major shoots with major stars and have little parts in these big productions. And they bring a lot of insight back with them.
Well, obviously, there would be a lot of questions about the timeline of the film. Obviously, I'm sure you have a tentative schedule laid out. What are you looking at?
We're hoping to start shooting in summer, probably late summer, shoot right on up through November. We're going to try to have everything edited and to festivals by early 2014.
And again, the casting call is going to be coming up this Thursday evening. Where and when will that be taking place?
We're going to be at the Cave on Tower Drive from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock.
And if someone would like to find out more information about the Moon Lake movie, Tommy, how could they do so?
They would call Christy Lowe at 318-267-1703.
Definitely exciting news with the casting call for Moon Lake coming up in our area. Tommy Dorch, president of TRX Productions. Tommy, thank you for joining us and sharing on the project.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.